Yeah, or cut him.
What do you want, man?
Yeah.
Any special word for a calf, a motherless calf?
Oh. We come up with a term used out west a lot as a maverick. But I don't know. Here, most of your little old calves are starved. I don't know. They've all just been little doggies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you used that term last night.
Yeah.
Yelling doggy.
Yeah, when we're talking about the find a bunch of cattle. Mm-hmm.
And if a cow is going to give birth to a calf, what do you say she's going to do?
Well, she's fixing the calve. She's springing, fixing the calve.
Mm-hmm. And if you have four oxen, what would you say? How many? Any other way of expressing that?
Well, I suppose they'd been two pair.
If you're going to raise horses, you need a mare and a
horse.
Now the horse then is the male animal?
Well, you've got two. You have a gelding and then you have a stud.
Uh-huh.
Or I guess his official title would be a stallion.
Uh-huh. Any special term for an unbroken horse?
No.
What did you call that horse over there today that the little boy was on?
You mean that paint horse?
Uh-huh. Any special term for a small jackass?
Well, it's a little... Of course, you got the Jennies and the Jacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, someone call them a burro.
Mm-hmm. And if a fella gets on a horse and loses his balance and winds up on the floor or on the ground, you say, he did what?
Well, he can fall off, but most time he got thrown off.
Bottom of the horse's feet are called
the hoof.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to raise sheep, what animals do you need? Thank you. I didn't realize how dark it had gotten.
Oh, you and a ram. Mm-hmm.
What's the chief product when you raise sheep for? Meat?
Well, personally it'd be for the wool myself. I'm not much of a mutton fan myself.
And if you have pigs, you have to have what to raise?
A sow, a boar.
Uh-huh. What do you call a boar when he's been castrated?
Barren.
And big old boar that has those big whiskers, you say those are his...
You mean his tusks? His teeth that come out?
No, I was thinking more of those old heavy coarse hairs.
Oh, up on his back.
Yeah.
Bristles.
Yeah, I was doing it to me. And where do you put the feed for your hogs?
Oh, most people nowadays use a self-feeder and don't feed in troughs like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
Too much hand labor involved.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call the sound that a calf makes when he's being weaned?
He's bawling.
And a cow when she's hungry? You hear him now.
Well, I hear the term a cow's a mooing, but I would just that she's bawling or something.
How about a horse when he's hungry?
A horse will nicker.
And if you're going to raise chickens, you have a hen with a bunch of eggs. You call her what kind of a hen?
Setting hen. Or a broody hen if you're trying to keep her from setting.
Uh-huh.